Hey, welcome back to the Dwelling Richly podcast. This is Jennifer Richmond, and thank you for joining me. If you're here live, I love that you're joining me live. I podcast live over on Podbean. If you are not joining me live and you would like to see when I go live and join me live so you can comment and engage live. How many times can I say the word live? Anyway, if you want to join me live, get the Podbean app on your phone. And then just turn on the notifications. When you sign up for Podbean, it's totally free. And this is not a commercial, but I'm just telling you kind of how it works. But when you sign up for Podbean, you get a little Podbean account and they'll assign you like a random name. You'll go back in and then change it so you have like your actual name and you can put your picture there and make a nice profile. Anyway, I'd love it if you follow me. I try to go live 9 o'clock-ish. In the morning on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I don't always hit that mark, but at least if you have the app, you'll see when I'm live and you can hop in. And I try to keep these podcasts 10 to 15 minutes long so they're not too much out of your day or mine. And we can just enjoy getting into the word, which is exactly what this podcast is about. And this summer, this series, we're in episode series 9, season 9 of the podcast. And this season 9, the whole point and plan of this particular series is to focus on not so much a Bible study. We're not breaking down the Bible, but we're focusing on how to get into the Bible. You know, in my church, and I want to give a shout out to my awesome home church, La Mirada Christian Church in the city of La Mirada, right around the corner from Biola University, if you know where that is. But at my home church, we have kind of a rhythm and routine to our Bible study flow. Maybe you do at your church as well. Where we have our Bible study intense season, I guess, fully caffeinated, September through April. And then during the summer, we do Bible study light in a sense, decaf, right? And so this summer, actually in our church, we're doing another series called Dig Deeper, where we meet every other week and we talk about the passage that we covered in our Sunday morning series, and then the women and men come together with the youth, and we all join together for that. All that to say, this podcast is not a replacement for Bible study, but the series I had in mind was to bring to you ideas on when you're not in an intense Bible study season with your church or wherever you are, how do you go about dwelling in the Word on your own? And today we're going to be continuing with we're moving through dwelling in 1 John. We're going to be in chapter 4, picking up where we left off last time in verse 7. We're going to go all the way through to verse 21 today. And we're going to look at something I think is actually really timely for the month that we're in. It's June, and of course the LGBT, that whole movement has taken over the month of June as a time to celebrate and take pride in that lifestyle. And so today we're going to talk about how relevant the Bible is to addressing a common errors that our world might present, and even use the Bible. They might use the Bible to support it. So we're going to talk about how not to use the Bible. And I did part one of this a few episodes back on if we're using the Bible or using God or loving the Bible or loving God. We want to love God. We want to love His Word. We don't want to use Him in that sense. And so we want to be careful as we read the Word. So we're going to talk about that today. We're going to get into the Word. I'm going to read through this passage right now, and I want to ask that you would be prayerful as you read this and think about how you're engaging with loved ones who might, with good intention in a sense, but use the Bible to support a sinful life. And we want to be careful to not do that as well. So we're going to take a look at the Bible. We're going to allow the Bible to help us be thoughtful, respectful, and truly dwell in the Word and let it dwell in us richly. So open your Bibles to 1 John chapter 4, beginning at verse 7. And I've been dog sitting my friend's dog for the last several days, my husband and I. And she's outside the door of my office. And I don't think you can hear her, but you might be able to if you're listening in. They're having fun, my dog and our little Macy friend that's staying with us. All right. So we'll see if I can get through the podcast without too much distraction. All right, let's take a look at 1 John chapter 4, verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God because God is love. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us that God sent his only son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us and his love is perfected in us. And by this we know that we abide in him and he in us because he has given us of his spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his son to be the savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love. And whoever abides in love abides in God and God abides in him. By this is love perfected with us so that we may have confidence for the day of judgment because as he is, so also are we in this world. There's no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment. Whoever fears has not been perfected in love. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, I'll just repeat that so we don't mess up that passage totally, beginning back at verse 20. For he who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. And this commandment we have from him, whoever loves God must also love his brother. All right. So I'm just going to talk about a few points here. And again, the point of this Bible study, which is actually a challenge for me, the point of this podcast, I should say, is not Bible study. It is to develop habits that help us to approach the Bible and to read it, to love it, to dwell in it well, to not just take God's word carelessly. And so that's why the podcast is a little short. And we're not digging in, although I'm telling you with a passage like this, we could do one verse at a time or one phrase at a time, right? Isn't it so incredibly rich? But let's go ahead and go back. And because I want to read in light of current events, I want to read this passage and talk about it in light of what this month, June, has come to be in America. I want to be careful because we want to make sure that we are reading the Bible and not inserting culture into it and pulling our culture out. However, we are in a culture. We do live in America in 2024. We can't help but think about what's really humming around us and living around us in today in our culture, in our life, on the news, in society. And even the dates on our calendar, which is what we're going to talk about now. So we can't avoid it, but we need to let scripture inform how we engage in culture and not culture tell us how we engage in scripture. And so when we are in a month like June, which is Pride Month, as they've called it, we see the phrase, and I've seen it a lot, maybe you have too, love is love. And the point of that is to say, hey, if you love a man and you're a man, that's fine. If you are a woman and you love a woman, and obviously talking sexually, because that's the whole point of this Pride Month. If you are sexually attracted to man, woman to woman, or all the things, all the in-betweens, that's why we have LGBTQ, all the pluses and all that. The point that they say with that phrase, love is hard because we have a longing to say, yeah, let's just love each other. And then we get to a passage like this and we see the very first verse, beloved, let us love one another for love is from God. And whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. And so then we insert culture into that and say, hey, I'm just loving like it says here in verse 7. But again, we can't take culture and shove it into scripture. we need to take scripture. We want to be careful not to use the Bible to fit culture into it. And we want to use the Bible to understand God, to know God, to reveal God's plan for us. And we come to a passage like this in 1 John, and I hope you'll go back and read it and dwell in it. You'll have the rest of today and tomorrow, and then we'll have another podcast, of course, on Thursday, Lord willing. We want to make sure we're loving God, dwelling in His Word, and not using God and using His Word to help us feel better about what's happening in our culture. And even when it's happening with inside of our own mind and heart, with any sin struggles that we have, and we want to come somehow assuage that and come around to saying, well, it's just love. Or when we're trying to understand our loved ones and friends or family, who are living this out in their own life, this whole love is love lie, because that is not what the Bible says. So please reread 1 John, reread chapter 4, reread all of 1 John if you want. I encourage you to do that as well. 1 John is powerful. And do you know the word love occurs in 1 John more than any other book of the Bible? It occurs 35 times in just this teeny tiny little epistle. And so it's a great book to study when you want to understand true love, what love actually looks like and what it actually means. And so let's be good stewards. Let's be people who really do let the word of Christ dwell in us richly, and we return the favor by dwelling in God's word. And I will be back here again talking about more ways to truly love the word, truly not use the word, but love the word, and to let it dwell in us richly. And I hope you'll join me again. Maybe you'll get the Podbean app and get that so that you can go live with me as well. Thank you for joining me. Say hi wherever you're listening from, and know as always that you are loved and you are prayed for, and I will look forward to being back here again with you real soon. Bye bye for now.